The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 905 on AM 970, The Answer, am970theanswer.com. We love you listening all around the United States of America. Proud to be the flagship station out of New York for all of Salem Media, and love that you're listening all around the country, because we're getting into the issues of the day. We are, my favorite word, pragmatic. We're objective. And you know what? We love this country heart and soul, and we see it just slipping away. So we try to come up with solutions on how we could stop that. So we ask very, very noted folks like Greg Jarrett to join us, legal and political analyst for Fox News. And he is fired up about this Mar-a-Lago situation. Greg, welcome back to the show, brother. Great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, Joe. Good to be. I'm mostly upset about Serena Williams retiring. But,
That was shocking. What a history. What a career. Oh, my gosh.
I always enjoy watching her. She's so good.
Wait a minute. Is Greg Jarrett a tennis guy? Are you a tennis guy?
I am a tennis guy. Golf. Yeah.
Are you kidding? Golf, too? So you wear the golf stuff? And the white shorts with Greg Jarrett with the white shorts, man? I don't know.
I got white shorts and a white shirt on right now. I got my tennis talk.
You're ready to go, baby. God bless you. But listen, we appreciate you. I love, Greg, that you are focused on Mar-a-Lago. We are so, you know, Greg, if I may, and we always appreciate you taking the time, and we watch you on Fox News and look forward to your appearances on Fox News, and we certainly look forward to your appearances here on the show. We feel, and I talk to everybody, and I'm finding out on social media, everybody's feeling so off their game, so upset, scared is the word. Americans are scared out of this feckless guy, this old guy Biden. Goodness gracious, what happened in Mar-a-Lago? It's just a sign of things to come, my friend. Please give us your overview, if you would, Greg Jarrett.
Well, you know, I wrote two books on how the FBI and the Department of Justice have become corrupt. Now, you know, the average agent, these guys are heroic people who work hard and they're honest and honorable. It's the people at the top. And, the most corrupt FBI director ever was James Comey, more than Hoover. But Christopher Wray, the current director, is his equal. He may be worse. He was appointed by Donald Trump based on the recommendation of all people of Rod Rosenstein, one of the most nefarious people ever in the Department of Justice. And so, you know, I think what happened in Mar-a-Lago is just proof, more proof, that equal justice under law, which is engraved on the pediment of the Supreme Court, is nothing now but a farce under the Biden administration with Merrick Garland, who is a political toady as attorney general, and Christopher Wray, who's determined to cover up the misfeasance and malfeasance at the FBI. This was horrendous what happened down there. It was outrageous. It was an abomination. To Wray, with 30 agents, the former president of the United States residents.
And you say it, Greg, in your article, equal justice under law, that is engraved
right there on the entrance of the United States Supreme Court. It is a scary time. And now, and stay with me for a second, Greg, not to be, because people think, oh, you're being a conspiracy guy now. But I worry when they're going to add, I've been talking about this all morning, sir, about 87,000 IRS agents. And then now there's weapons. They have weapons. They're giving weapons to the IRS.
Yeah.
They weaponized the DOJ. Now the IRS. This is like the Third Reich, my friend. I mean, how much more severe will it get? I mean, it's a rhetorical question again, but people are afraid. They are weaponizing everything out of Washington.
Yeah, both figuratively and literally.
Yes, yes,
I mean, they don't want
exactly.
you to own a gun, but, you know, they give them to the IRS agents. Look, if they could do this to the former president of the United States, they can do it to any of us, intrude upon our lives with physical force. And, you know, as I pointed out in my column, you know, if you're a Republican, brace yourself for persecution and prosecution. If you're a Democrat, hey, you get special elevated status. You're untouchable. And I've cited the cases of Hillary Clinton and Hunter Biden and even James Comey, who stole government documents out of the
exactly.
FBI building
yep.
for the admitted purpose. He admitted it. He bragged about it for the purpose of leaking it to the media to trigger the special counsel to investigate Trump over the phony allegations of Russian collusion that Hillary invented and the FBI knew was a lie, but they said, hey, we can exploit this. We can use it as a pretense to drive Trump from office. This is what our government has come to. And I, you know, this is going to boomerang on Democrats and the deep state. And, you know, it is only going to elevate Donald Trump if he wants to run again for president.
Yeah, I'm feeling the same thing. Greg Jarrett, Karen, kind enough to join us this morning, and you write here in your article that we just retweeted, the evidence is indisputable that Clinton, Hillary, while serving as Secretary of State, converted tens of thousands of government records to her private email server in the basement of her home. In simple terms, she was stealing, Greg writes. She committed at least 110 crimes under the Espionage Act, representing the number of documents that the FBI determined were classified as top secret. She jeopardized America's national security, you write, Greg Jarrett. Goodness gracious, you see it. We hear
yeah.
it. We know it. And yet the mainstream media, the White House, will not address it. And it's a dangerous, scary time. The end game on all of us, do you? What is the end game? Because will it get worse before it gets better, sir?
Oh, it will get worse before it gets better. Because mm-hmm. Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray are going to clam up. They're going to obstruct. And look, the end game, it seems to me, is you got to throw the rascals out. And the only way to do that, Joe,
yeah.
is voters. You have to cast your ballot in a way that creates the conditions to get rid of these nefarious, corrupt people. You know, there's an election coming up in about 90 days. Let your voices be heard. If you want Congress to investigate this kind of rank corruption that is so rampant, you know, I would suggest that you vote for people who will conduct an investigation, and it ain't Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, because they're part of the scheme.
Yeah, and before we let you go, and by the way, we suggest you Google Greg Jarrett. Just punch in Greg Jarrett, and you got to follow the newsletter that he has that I subscribe to religiously. Also, the books, The Russia Hoax, Ahead of the Game, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and Frame Donald Trump, Witch Hunt, another book by Greg Jarrett, Ahead of the Game. This D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals granting the House and Ways and Means Committee, Greg, requesting to obtain Trump's tax returns from the IRS. He's with Tish James today. I mean, it just doesn't end. How bad is this? Or will he, you know what, will he beat all of this, do you think, Donald Trump will?
You know, he is, frankly, the most resilient guy that I think I've ever seen in American politics. You know, he is constantly under siege. Look, I don't know him that well, but I talked to him, interviewed him a bunch of times, and, you know, it always seems that, you know, the guy's got a smile on his face. He's optimistic. You know, he doesn't let this stuff get him down, and he's a fighter. And that's a remarkable part of anyone's character. But in politics, it's pretty rare. And so, you know, he will endure, he'll fight. And I think he will be even more inspired now to get back into the political arena.
Yeah, and you think they will, because we're hearing that he might get indicted. On what, we don't know. They'll find something.
Yeah.
Do you foresee that, Greg Jarrett?
You know, Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland are heading in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I think Joe Biden has been pressuring Merrick Garland to go after Trump as a way to distract from Biden's own criminal issues and his son.
Yeah.
And you know, Garland's been running a protection racket for Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
Wow.
Refusing to appoint a neutral special counsel. So this is all part of the larger equation.
It's such a great chat always, man. So, and thank you. You're wearing the whites and you're about to hit the court, yet you take the time to chat on the radio to talk with us and every single beautiful listener. We appreciate that, Greg. Have a great, I am the worst tennis player, and by the way, the worst golf player. So my respect, all right, my friend? Have a great game, and please come back soon, Greg.
I'm going to work on my backhand. Thanks, pal.
Okay, thanks, Greg. I could never, you know, I'm an Italian guy from Jersey. And I used to remember, we lived in Essex County, beautiful county in Jersey, right? Everybody came up from Newark. They came up Bloomfield Avenue, a town called Bloomfield, New Jersey, up the thoroughfare that was Bloomfield Avenue. And tennis wasn't really on the agenda when I was growing up. You know, coming out of Newark and Bloomfield, yeah, not so much tennis. And
that's
not
a beyond the people sport.
Yeah, I'll tell you. But golf, I have to tell you.
Same thing.
Let me tell you about. So my family comes from Italy. They go to Newark. They move out to the country, Belleville. And now they're out there now next to a golf course, the Essex County Golf Course.
Right.
My father, does he play? No. What was he? Because he was Italian, of course. The kids trying to do good as kids.
Right.
He would caddy.
Oh, so
my father was the caddy in Essex County Golf Course. Right. But he said he didn't know at the time that he needed glasses. People that hit the ball. Hey, Caddy, you got the ball? Yeah. He'd be walking in the wrong direction. Hey, no way. Where are you going? but, you know, then we got up to, up in the Caldwells, up in a very nice area up there. But it was Essex County. It has a great town called Essex Fells. And it's, we used to call
Skip
it
Fells.
Skip Fells
lived there?
Skip was a North Caldwell guy. This was like, and everybody in Essex Fells, they played hockey, ice hockey.
Wow.
You know, Timmy Mack was like a world-class hockey player. We're all buddies, by great people, great friends. But tennis at the Essex Fells Country Club?
Yes,
beyond the people.
Get those golf crisp white shorts and sneakers.
The most Muffy. Beyond the doubles
today.
The most beyond the people sport there is croquet.
Beyond the people. That's a little cheesy. Tennis. I played tennis once, Joe, with friends of mine. We were at Jones Beach.
No.
This was
one
of the funniest moments I've ever seen in my life. So we're playing doubles. All of us horrible at it. My two non-athletic friends beat me and my other friend who are at the time were athletic, and my friend decides to celebrate by jumping over the net a la John McEnroe.
Yeah.
I have never seen a fat person trip upwards and sideways. Like he vaulted the net and his whole body turned to the side as he tripped. And as he tripped and we started laughing, he laughs
That's
midway
great.
In the air and he had no shirt on. And when he hit the court, it made a sound that I had never heard before in my life. I almost couldn't breathe. They almost had to do CPR on me. I was laughing so hard.
I've never
seen a human being before fall like that.
That's a great, Chris Farley move, man.
Yes,
so funny.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But he would have cleared the net, Chris Farley.
I know we got a break, but I would play golf with my buddy, the fat man, you know, who's not that fat. He's very svelte now. He lost so much weight. But
he doesn't look like the guy that you sent me earlier.
No. The freak show? No.
Yeah.
But we would go out, you know, we'd have beer, we'd go out and have fun. But But I don't forget what's interesting to me about country clubs, quote unquote, they didn't allow Italians in and they didn't allow Jewish folks in. Not to mention black folks.
That's right.
It's so funny. Remember when I went in, we got a break, but I was at a country club. We were doing an event for the Boys and Girls Club and there was a gal in there and we went into an area that we weren't supposed to be in. And so, I'm sorry, you're not allowed in here. This is Beyond the People. Did you not see the Beyond the People sign? I go, no. I said, well, oh, it's Joe Piscopo. All right, we'll let you go in here.
Oh, peasant, go ahead.
And I said to the girl, and she was African-American. I said, man, I said, this is what happened to Italians. She looked at me. She goes, yeah, you think you got problems. I said, what's a great line. Great line. It's so true. Oh man, the country. You're not a country club gal, are you, Debbie Duham? Oh my goodness, I haven't been,
but I'm ready to go. If you'd like to go to the country club, actually, my cousin took me to some fancy country club in California once.
To
dinner and lunch. I was like, oh, hello, everybody. Yes, I felt very elite.
I know. I'm so not. Me and Al. No. Joe Sibilia, maybe. Joe would look like he would behave himself. Not me and Al in the country. Yeah, maybe. Hey, Michael Goodwin's coming up. Debbie Duham's looking out for you all morning long on the roads. Thanks so much, Deb. How are we looking this morning?
Joe, I see a lot of volume on 139, the covered roadway in Jersey City getting out toward the Holland Tunnel. Once you get to the tolls, it's going to be about 20 minutes in from that 109 approach. A lot better from the Turnpike approach. Lincoln 15, George still 20 minutes into that upper level. So definitely watch for some volume there. It's kind of busy on the New Jersey Turnpike. Looks like you're moving a little bit slowly as you head northbound over on that western spur as you get up toward Ridgefield Park. Cross Bronx westbound, heavy traffic through 3rd Avenue. A lot of volume this morning as you take a ride out to the Cross Island southbound. You're building up quickly, getting down toward the LIE. LIE eastbound, heavy traffic right through the Cross Island. Westbound LIE slowing down through Woodhaven Boulevard. The Van Wyck northbound on the brakes. Heading right up and out toward Atlantic Avenue. Eastbound BQE still kind of busy as you get up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. FDR Drive north in the 100s. It's construction. Partly cloudy today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duham with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In the old Dracula movies starring Bela Lugosi, all you had to do was show the cross and the vampire would slink away. But we still have that cross. Only this time that cross represents the truth. We have truth on our side. Truth, common sense, and the belief in what's right. Use the truth to win those arguments. And stay tuned to this station to find out what's real, what's true, and who's telling the lies. That's why we exist. AM 970, The Answer.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
There's nothing like hearing the songs you love on local radio, with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. Text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Don't even put that down. Don't even mention it on the air. Oh, man. One day they're going to put, we're supposed to do this TV, you know, the TV version of the program. But you got to turn off the mic, at least the audio.
I'll have to speak to you in sign language then. No way. No, it's a great story we need to talk about. But the person's name is...
That'll be great, because we want to get off the air.
Hey,
Michael Goodwin's coming up. Let me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. I love the name Michael, you know. And when I went out to Michael's of Brooklyn, and we had the best time we were there, you know, with Mike and Beth Connors and our boss, Mr. Crowley and Frankie V. We just had a great, I tell you what, and then you know what's great about Michael's Brooklyn? Cuisine is great. The Italian-American cuisine, you're not going to get better than anywhere else. That's where they make the sauce. Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. Right there, right? So I walk in, Michael's on the phone taking, it was so It's so, I'll tell you what, when you go in, it reminds me of when I was a kid and I would go into an Italian restaurant. The ambiance, the hospitality. Fred came over, gave him a hug. People were there. Joe, how you doing? And Michael's taking reservations. Every table was taken, and it was, and it's spacious and it's warm and you feel like you're at home. That's the way, and you can't create that. I'm telling you, you cannot create that. I love the people that put these she Italian restaurants. Oh, hey, we're Italian restaurant. No, you can't. You can't. The cuisine is like, I always want to say old school, but I had the bronzino, the broccoli rabe, spectacular. The gnocchi. All right, you want gnocchi? And then I think Mike Connor said gnocchi arrabbiata. Make it hot, put the Robbie, and it was great. Everything was great. And not to mention, you know, like the early on with the provolone, the olives and everything, the antipasto, spectacular. But what I love about it, when I walk through and a guy said, Joe, how you doing? A gentleman, hey, Joe, I'm a fan like that. You know, and I walked over to say hi, to shake his hand and to meet he and his wife. How you doing? How you doing? And it's good, regular, down-to-earth people. We're such a great people in this country. And this is Brooklyn, New York, man. You know, and it was great. And Joe, thank you for coming over. I said, no, thank you. Appreciate you listening every morning. It's just a feel-good place to go to. Michael's of Brooklyn. Cuisine is great. Ambiance is great. Hospitality is great. And then the sauce, forget about it. The best sauce anywhere, made right there on Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, that you could get at supermarkets all around the country. It's Michael's of Brooklyn. Let me give you the number, if I may. It's 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Morty. I'll tell you, the more I think about Austin Powers, the more brilliant it is. You know, with Michael Myers, just brilliant, yep. Actually. You know, and I don't know why you played that song, but it reminded
because,
me of going
this
back
story there. That I was telling you about off air.
Go there.
Fox News was just doing the story about it. Apparently, California dermatologist has been arrested for allegedly poisoning her husband. She was allegedly putting Drano in his lemonade. Apparently this had been going on for a couple of weeks. What? He had put a hidden camera in the kitchen and apparently caught her on video. And she's a dermatologist. And her name, she's a Chinese woman. Her name is Yu Yu. So it's spelled
that's from the
Y-U-E.
From the arguments that they had. Right. Yu Yu. So
when I posted
Yu
this.
You?
I posted this
me?
Story on Facebook.
Me?
No,
you?
No, you.
That
you.
Has
yes?
The makings of a who's on first
who's
type
on
of
first?
Routine.
No, you. So when I posted the story on Facebook, I
me?
Wrote, I
you.
Wrote, you never can who? Tell who's out to kill you. So,
you know. It's terrible.
I'm just saying.
That's
so
terrible.
So apparently they showed the hidden video. You see her. Yeah, she reaches down under the sink. She grabs this bottle of Drano. She puts some drops in the thing and then puts the bottle back like nothing has happened. I mean, this is disturbing.
Did the guy drink the Drano?
Yes, he had been getting sick and didn't know why he was getting sick. And he figured out, based on his routine, when it was happening.
Yeah.
And that's when he put the hidden camera in there and he caught his wife. So he apparently
he
got a restraining order against her after she was arrested. Apparently, he filed for divorce immediately. So
that's a good move.
You know, well, she's a dermatologist. So
I wonder if I'll have to pay alimony.
She's 37.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. And Metamucil would have been easier than Drano. But he could like burn your whole stomach and your whole entire
Well, they're saying he's recovered. They're saying he's recovered now, but obviously it was, you know, something that was ongoing and he had the
foresight. Why don't you just leave? Why are people violent? Why don't you just leave?
Well, that's
what's the thing?
Well, this
is
passive.
I know from
experience, right?
I mean, think about it. You can't fight, you can't argue, you can't yell. You're just going to leave. It's not going to work.
But think about it.
Walk away.
But think about it. This wasn't aggressive, it was passive violence, right? I mean, she's like, "Well, you know, I'll throw a little in there every day and, you know, whatever." I mean, think about that. That's depraved. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Come on, and this is why I'm single.
It's a good thing my wife doesn't cook. Could you imagine? I mean, so, I'm safe.
You know, you. By the way, but you know, does your family listen? Does your family?
No,
listen?
They don't.
Okay,
listen.
Good. Okay,
good.
So this is the thing. See, sometimes I'm around the house and I like being by myself, and I like not having a relationship.
Right.
I just like, and don't forget,
that's why
my
I
mom.
Have a man cave.
Listen, mom always says to me. She goes. It's funny, Joseph, because you've always been with a gal from day one. And it's true. I married my college sweetheart, Joey's mom, beautiful gal, you know. And, of course, that didn't work out. So I go next again. And then Kimberly and I, you know, got together. And we were together 17 years. 17 years, a long time. Three beautiful children later. It's like that. And I think, and then I went out of a relationship, you know. Forget it. I'm a train wreck when it comes to relationships. But the fact is, listen. I think I burned out, and I think, like my friend Stacy says, you have PTSD, and like in relationships, you know, I'm afraid. I'm really afraid to get. So now,
that's why you live in the middle of nowhere.
When I
find you,
exactly.
Yeah. Agoraphobic.
So now, Al, I got to give it to you.
Thanks.
You go home, and the mother-in-law lives in the house, Al.
That's how it works. I moved my in-laws in. What do you think? I put them in an outhouse in the backyard or something?
It's like a foreign concept.
Throw them scraps of food. What do you think this is? Misery? They're trapped in their room? I mean, come on.
So you walk in and she's there like all the time. They're there? Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Well, my father-in-law passed. It's not they anymore. It's just and she. So he's deceased. The urn is in my wife's office. So, you know.
We're sorry about that. But really, when you go in.
That was so, wow. That was such a dismissive, you know, we're really sorry. But anyway, you know, moving on. Hey, have you seen the sun today? My goodness, it's bright.
But you go in, and do you want to say, oh, you're still here?
Oh, and I see now I cannot believe how rude that is. I can't believe how rude that is. You're still here?
It is.
Oh, you're alive? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow. We thought we had a resuscitate. No. Yes, my mother-in-law is still alive,
God
and she's
you.
Still in the house. But yesterday, she texted me in a panic. Because they're finishing up my backyard. I had to put a fence in, and the guy was custom building me a gate for this half a fence that my brother-in-law put up and didn't complete the whole thing. Anyway, she's texting me in a panic. Now, again, I'm not home. I can't see what the guy's doing. So I texted her back. I said, listen, I'll call the guy, but, you know, understand, I'm
not
home.
This is not your wife. This is your mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law, right? So now, and apparently in the middle of this, she was yelling for my wife, who's working. She works from home. She's yelling for her.
And you said, you are a blabbermouth.
No. I wasn't home.
No.
So I called the guy, and he said, no, we're doing it the way you asked us to do it, and this and that. And I reiterated a couple times. Okay, great. So I'm driving home. My first instinct, the old Al would have just called and started screaming. And I said, you know what? I'm driving.
There's a difference.
There's no reason for me to get upset. I'm not there. I need to see it with my own two eyes before I react, right? So I get home. The guy was just finishing up. I look. The gate's done properly. Everything's done right, this, that, whatever. And I said, okay, great. He leaves. His boss is coming today to pick up his money. I go in the house, and I said to my mother-in-law, I said, what's the concern? I said, the gate was put in the way we talked to him about doing it. No, it needs to be this way, and, just starts going off.
I know. Oh.
So I said to her, I said, Mom, I said, I beg to differ. I said, the gate is done the way we asked him to do it.
I
understand you want it to swing a certain way, but it can't because of the way the posts are and this and that and whatever. And my brother-in-law, when he was installing it, he drilled a hole in the one part of the deck. They can't fix the hole. So it's you know, again, he screwed up. He shouldn't have drilled the hole in the one post.
But you got to hear this. You don't want to hear that. I mean,
I don't.
That,
and again, it's my money paying for this. It's not hers. So she goes, well, he did a half bleep job, and this. I said, you know what? When it's your money, you can tell them whatever you want you want it done.
Joe, stay single, Joe.
Absolutely.
That's the lesson I've learned listening to the show.
Who's the only president never to live in the White House? No, we know
George Washington.
That's it. Bingo. Boom.
Well, because the White House wasn't there. He lived in New York.
Right.
He lived down the street at Federal Hall.
Did you ever find out about the insects the other day? My guess was six legs.
What's that? No, I did not. I thought how many legs insects generally have? I think it's eight. I think you were right. Didn't you say that?
An arachnid has eight legs.
Hey, by the way, I know we got a break. We're Michael Gooden standing by.
Yeah.
But you know what? More importantly, these lantern bugs all around.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
Kill them.
But they're like nuclear. How did they get five times the size?
I'll tell you why. Because they got here a couple of years ago, people weren't killing
from where,
all them.
From where?
China.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, they came in China into Pennsylvania on wood, and then they, were...
From where?
China. I don't have the thing ready, so I'm sorry.
No, where's the, no, it's okay. But really, the virus and lantern bugs, this is what we get from the communists.
China. That's where it came from. It came from
China.
All right. In case anybody knows, it came from
China.
Right. They're not denying that.
We should kill them, they said? They should, we should
absolutely. If you see them, stamp them out, get rid of them immediately.
Incidentally, did you mention that Donald Trump is supposedly going to be across the street from us today?
He's
across the street. So can we get him to come upstairs for a few minutes just to
you know
give
what?
Us
if
a good...
If you want to go through the phalanx of police and Secret Service and ask, you're more than welcome.
To hear a good China from Donald Trump.
Yeah, interesting that he's down. That's a legendary building. That was the one Leo DiCaprio walked in Wolf of Wall Street, I believe, right?
Yes,
across
correct.
The street. That means I wonder if the former president is raising money for a certain campaign. Just a thought. Hey, Joe on the radio, by the way, I know we're going to break 9:34. Michael Goodwin's going to join us. I know I made such a mistake. There's somebody, who was this? I'm so bad. Hey, Joe, it's my father's 79th birthday on Sunday. Any chance you can give him a shout-out Monday morning? I missed it. Angelo, if you're listening, happy birthday. A little late. I'm so sorry. Remind me, Joe, tomorrow morning. Say,
Pesci? Is he related to Joe? I mean, why not get Joe Pesci?
No, he probably thinks I am Joe Pesci.
Oh, and
Joe, you're related. Hey, Joe on the radio, so happy birthday, and I apologize, Angelo, that I'm late. Hopefully, we'll try again tomorrow morning. 9:35, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Okay, we'll get into it with Michael Goodwin coming up momentarily on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Al is in the news nook on AM 970. He's got the news for yous from New York.
Are you all right there?
Squeezing into the news nook.
I mean, really? I want all day with the fat jokes. Keep it up. Keep it up there, beyond the people, in the middle of nowhere. Grizzly Adams over here, and Haggerty.
I can't even. Uh-huh. I keep thinking, we have the news nook. Right, here's
you
the
just,
news.
You want to put me in a studio that doesn't fit me, so I'm like have breathing problems and I keel over in the middle of the news.
Oh, nice. God, you got to laugh. It's such a crazy time. You got to laugh, otherwise we're going to cry. We got real news coming up. Al's got the news for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
78 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Chipotle paying up in the largest worker protection settlement in New York City history. Officials say the Mexican fast food chain violated paid safe and sick leave laws between 2017 and this year for all Chipotle workers in New York City. The chain will pay $20 million in compensation to roughly 13,000 eligible employees. Chipotle will also pay $1 million in civil penalties. This is the largest Fair Work Week settlement nationwide. There may be hope when it comes to inflation. The Consumer Price Index for July unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. That flat number was helped by a more than 4.5% drop in energy prices, while gasoline tumbled by just under 8%. On a year-over-year basis, the CPI rose 8.5%. That's a decline from the 9.1% jump in June. In sports, Mariners over the Yankees 1-0 in 13 innings. Mets beat the Reds 6-2. They'll go for the series sweep this afternoon at Citi Field. It's a 1-10 first pitch. And the Jets, they've lost offensive lineman Mekhi Becton to a season-ending knee injury. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules that affect problems in White Plains on 287 westbound exit 8E. It's an accident blocking one lane. We're seeing delays on the thruway south exit 13, an accident on the shoulder. Inbound side of the GWB, about 20 minutes getting into town. Lincoln 15, Holland 15 in from the turnpike, 25 in from 1 and 9, it's busy at the covered roadway. Mill Street is still blocked in Belleville out by Branchbrook Park with that broken water main. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic right now as you head to 28. 28 slowing down as you get out through Cranford. It's all due to an accident. It's in the process of being cleared. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride to the Throgs Neck Bridge getting into Queens with construction still being cleared. And the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge heavy into town on the upper and lower levels. Partly cloudy today, high in the 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by NHTSA. We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? Drive too fast and you could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing. Because one way or another, Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Congressman Peter King from New York's 2nd Congressional District. 237 represents the security in the Brentwood School District. Mm-hmm. We know about MS-13. We've been hearing about them for quite some time, and I want to commend you for bringing the attention to this gang violence and also doing something about it.
MS-13 yes. is particularly brutal. There's been a total of 17 murders on Long Island in 14, 15 months. This is just killing for the sake of killing. And the irony is, though, or the most tragic part of it is they target other immigrants. And I would say every person who has been killed by MS-13 is either an immigrant young person themselves or a son or daughter of immigrants. So it's their own community that they're terrorizing. It's absolutely horrific.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, what began with hundreds of people in 2002 is one of the top 5K events in America today, with about 30,000 people taking part each year on the last Sunday in September. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation 5K Run and Walk. It's a New York City event. I'm humbled to be the master of ceremonies there, and it is just so inspiring to see the positive, inspirational event that the Tunnel to Towers has come up with after September 11th, really making it turn into a positive event. By the way, there's 80 other runs, walks, and climbs across our nation, like the annual 5K Run and Walk. That's an event in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and that community means a lot to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hendersonville Police Master Patrol Officer Spencer Bristol joined the department after serving in the United States Navy. After Officer Bristol's tragic death in the line of duty, Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on his family's home. Proceeds from the events, as well as dozens of gal findings, there's barbecues, there's walks, there's runs all across the country. They support the foundation's programs. So we ask you to start an event in your area. Register for an event in your area. Come to New York. We'd love to see you at the 5K Run and Walk. That's the last Sunday in September, you know. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and to never, ever forget. Donate $11 a month. It's all we ask at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then t.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Brandon Tatum. Tonight at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, back to it, 9:42. Michael Goodman is the man, chief political columnist for the New York Post. And Michael, thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the program, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Well, you know, I love your writing, and you're a Democrat, and yet you're objective, and you're always concerned about New York and the nation, Michael Goodwin. Here I'm reading from Michael Goodwin's column, "If Dems DOJ doesn't have enough to convict, Trump will be back in the Oval Office." And we're feeling that what they did, Admiral, first of all, Michael, can you believe that? I mean, I don't know. I think we're similar in age. I think I'm sure I'm older than anybody. So I'm sure I'm old. I'm sure I'm older than you are. But you know what? This is like I never thought America would turn into this Gestapo like state with the DOJ telling the FBI to raid a former president's house. Can we start there, Michael? And how unsettling that is. And I'm being kind when I say unsettling.
Well, there's no question. I mean, this is an extraordinary moment in American history. And that's why I wrote what I wrote, which is that whatever they're looking for there, it better be big, really, really big, because otherwise this looks like, just as you said, kind of an authoritarian government weaponizing the law, the FBI, weaponizing the law enforcement agency, the world-renowned FBI, to do its dirty work, to police its political opponents under a double standard, as I mentioned. I mean, Hillary Clinton, why didn't she get raided? She had classified information on her private server. She set it up knowing that it was not right. She agreed she would not do that kind of thing in writing. She didn't get arrested. She didn't get raided. How about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden? We know there's an international influence peddling scheme going on for many years. We know that Joe Biden is at the center of it. He didn't get raided. Hunter Biden didn't get raided. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Roger Stone got raided. Paul Manafort got raided by the FBI. So anytime there becomes an excuse to use the government to come down on people, we find that they're always Republicans, that the Democrats do not get the same treatment under the law. And that is what is so frightening about this moment, that there are no limits on it. Now, if they'll do this to Donald Trump, what will they do to you? What will they do to your friends? What will they do to your neighbors? I mean, the whole principle of the Constitution, the founding of America, is that there are limits to government. Government has to know its limits. As Clint Eastwood said in one of his movies, a man's got to know his limitations. That's what's missing here. The government has no limits. When you go to the Supreme Court, what are they always asking? When a government comes in with a new program, a new requirement, a new demand, and the Supreme Court will inevitably get around to the questions of what are the limits? If the government can force you to buy insurance, can it force you to buy tomatoes? Where's the line that says the government can't go beyond this point? And always, when the government lawyers cannot point to that line and articulate it, they lose the case.
Yeah.
Because they've come in and said there are no limits to government power.
Yeah.
And so that is the essence of America. And so we're losing that if our police state can bust into anybody's house on any time of day or night for any reason. And that's why I say in this column, this better be a really, really big reason. If this were a murder case, a smoking gun would not be enough. You'd have to find the corpse, too,
to
justify what they've done here.
Yeah, and you know, every time they go after Donald Trump, that you have to go back to the Russia hoax situation and what Hillary did, what she started, and the FBI, what the FBI manufactured. So we remember, and it was all exactly what we're going through now, we went through then. But it was not to the degree of the FBI actually raiding a home. But Donald Trump he doesn't get touched. They impeach him, he doesn't get touched. He is like the Teflon president in that regard. Do you feel... is there something there, Michael, that you know that they would have found there? Or is this just an absolute act of desperation with the FBI raiding the home of a former president? Unconscionable. And you're absolutely right. What could they possibly find that they would indict him on?
Well, look, I mean, the issue apparently is that it's over these documents that he took as president. We don't know how many boxes. We don't even know what documents. He returned something like 15 boxes in late January of this year. So a year after he left the White House, they came, the National Archives people came. I guess they negotiated these 15 boxes, and that seemed to be the end of it. But then later the official said, no, there are more documents. And as I understand it, Joe, That's all it is. It is about documents. They're not certain what's in them. They may or may not be classified. There were some classified documents, apparently, in the first round, which has sparked the concern that there are other classified documents that, even as president, he has no right to retain. They are the property of the United States government, the people of the United States. They go into the archives. At some point, they are made public. But the president cannot keep them. I assume you can make copies of many of them, but you cannot keep the classified documents. Once you're no longer president, you have no right to those documents. And so that supposedly is what they're after. But look, that's serious. But is it this serious? Is it necessary to go and raid the former president's home when it's never been done in history? That's the sort of thing that you say they've crossed the line here. And yes, we can all agree that the documents, if they belong to the United States properly, the United States government should get them back. The archives, it's important for the history of the country. But is there no other way? Couldn't you have gone to court?
Yeah.
Couldn't you have simply made this whole thing public in a way? But to raid him with FBI agents smells. As I say, when you compare it to other cases that are equally or more serious that do not involve government raids. And I mean, let's be clear, a government raid on your home is meant to terrify you, right? The armed men show up with some of them carrying automatic rifles.
That's right.
They will break down the door. They will do it in the early morning normally before you're awake. They want to wake you. They want to terrify you. They'll break down the door if they have to. And they want unimpeded access to everything in your house. They will normally confiscate your iPhones, your iPads, anything like that. That is the kind of consummate fear that they use to stop to make sure they get everything.
Amazing.
That you're not withholding anything from them.
Yeah.
That's what they did to the president. Now, he was not there, which is a curious fact in this case.
Hmm.
How did they know he wasn't there, or did they know he wasn't there?
Yeah.
But nonetheless, there's a reason why it hasn't been done before. And there better be a very good reason why it was done now.
Yeah, it's unconscionable what they're doing. Michael, great chat as always, my friend. We appreciate your honesty, and we'll be reading. We just retweeted your column, and we always welcome you back, Michael, when you get a chance to join us. Thank you so much, my friend.
My pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Michael Goodwin right there, 9:51. Debbie's been on the roads checking out traffic for you all morning long as we work our way to Mike Gallagher on AM 970. Mm-hmm. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Thank you so much. Always nice to hear Michael, that's for sure. Let's see what's happening right now as we head to the Van Wyck. Traffic is moving really slowly as you head northbound as you get up past the Belt Parkway and getting up toward Hillside Avenue. We're also seeing a lot of volume on the LIE West right through Casino Boulevard. Harlem River Drive southbound on the brakes down through the 120s. And traffic slowing down at the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens. It's that long-term construction project. Mill Street is still blocked in Belleville out by Branch Brook Park. It's all due to that big broken water main. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 20. Lincoln Tunnel, 10. Holland still about 25 in from 109. A little bit better from that turnpike approach. Over on Route 28 as you get into Cranford, everything closed with an accident there. Traffic slowing down at 287 West, exit 8E as you get out toward White Plains. With an accident, that's in the process of being cleared. So definitely watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as you head through that stretch. And over on 32 into New Windsor, they're working on a broken water main there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Summertime! Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
Anyone?
Too often, digital campaigns fail because it's being handled by someone inexperienced.
It's time for Salem Surround, because our specialists break through all the clutter and put your message and your business front and center. Our team is the best of the best, with years of experience and superior ideas and innovations. Salem Surround is obsessed with your success. No cookie-cutter treatments here. Everything is tailored to you, your company, and your message.
With Salem Surround, you get it all. From up-to-the-minute analytic reports and insight to managing every aspect of your digital and marketing needs.
So let's turn up the volume on your business. Get started with Salem Surround today.
For more information, go to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Overall, a cloudy day in store for us today as our high temperature reaches up to 84 degrees. And then tonight, we'll see a few showers and thunderstorms moving in with a low of 73 and a high of 84 by tomorrow, where we're going to see those showers and storms taper off in the afternoon, leaving us cloudy. Then as we get to Friday to finish off our work week, we'll see sunshine, maybe just a few clouds passing by. It is going to cool off quite a bit down to a high of 81 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Jeff. Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor one last time. You know, you can call 800-4-RELIEF just like that. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's what I would suggest. You go to ReliefFactor.com because you will see all the 100% drug-free ingredients. My favorite ingredient in Relief Factor is resveratrol. That is an anti-inflammatory, so it calms down the pain, stops the pain in your body, you know? But I know it as an antioxidant. But there's great botanical ingredients within 100% drug-free Relief Factor that stop your pain. I want you out of pain, especially since it's summertime. Come on. And with the fall, with school starting and everything, you want to be on your game, and I love you, you know? And I think it really will work. And by the way, the most pragmatic way, my favorite word that I could tell you, is there's a three-week quick start for only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. Listen, you got nothing to lose, as we say in Jersey, right? 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief. Get that three-week quick start for only $19.95. For me, it got me out of pain in 5 days. Marsha in Maryland, I'm saying a few days out of pain. Give yourself 3 weeks. But I think it will work for you. It's Relief Factor, and you could find out everything you need to know at ReliefFactor.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, let me go to Jacqueline real quick before we get out of here in Brooklyn. Hi, Jacqueline. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I wanted to just add something. You spoke with Josh about some of the primary elections, and I know you can speak about Jersey better than I can. I'm in the state of New York.
Yeah.
But all of this that you've been talking about all morning, mm-hmm. It's so important that people get out and vote, and they slipped in these primary elections in August when people are on vacation, they're not paying attention. If I hadn't received the notice in the mail last week about the early voting, I wouldn't have even known about it. And I pay attention to these things.
Yeah.
So early voting begins Saturday, August 13th. It runs through Sunday, August 21st. Election day is Tuesday, August 23rd. People really should take the time to find out who their Congress and Senator people are that are going to be running. Make some well-informed choices and decisions so the rest of us don't have to suffer. And let's make some really good changes for our country.
Amen. Well said, Jacqueline. God bless you for being the great American that you are and the great patriot that you are. You got to show up. And if it means school board, if it means dropping by like I do, I go if a friend says, look, I'm doing a political run and he has the same values that you and I have, I will drop by that event. So that's exactly what we got to do. Listen, game on for us to take back the country. Hey, Joe Sebelia, great job as always.
Thank
my friend.
You.
You want to do it again tomorrow? What do you say?
No, I don't think so. I'm just not coming in. Yes, we'll do it tomorrow.
Thank you, Joey. Albert, thank you very much.
I'm eating. Don't bother me.
Debbie, thank you. Cara Fasaro, thanks for tweeting out. And to Nick and to Charles, thanks for working the phones. Mert is going to podcast the show out just about now. Joe Piscopo, with great respect, great appreciation. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
News, opinion.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.